This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Patello.
And I'm David Castleman.
David, John Robert Williams is a well-known photographer in northern Michigan, and he's got an interesting story. About 40 years ago, he took his first photography class at Northwestern Michigan College and failed. Now, pardon the pun, but it just didn't click with him. And it wasn't really until he saw photography as an art form that he got it.
Yeah, and when you look at his photos, I mean, you would never guess in a million years that he's ever failed in any way, you know, at taking a photo. And we've got some of John's photos up on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org.
So John recently moved his studio from downtown Traverse City to a larger space just up the Leelanau Peninsula.
Right. It's the old gym at Norris Elementary School, which is closed. And John right now is still kind of getting the place ready. You know, he did a lot of work last month just removing stuff that was piled up in the gym. There were all these old desks that were piled up. And I stopped by his new studio pretty recently. And, you know, what I saw was a big, mostly empty room. But what John sees is a room and a space that's just full of potential.
I want to make photographs in here. I lie awake at night thinking of cool new things and shots I can do because I can physically move a light back and create a shadow or create a line or light something that I've never been able to do before. And right now it's a combination of doing the move, getting all the equipment in here, sorting everything out, figuring out all the things. And there's just always a million things that happen when you move. But after that, it's like, wow, look at all the things I can do. And there's no limit. I mean, I walked in here and the field of possibilities in this room is like, it's mind-blowing. It's so great. It's just, it's the best. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the Midwest.
How do you envision this place looking in a couple of years?
Wow, that's a great question. The goal is, and the vision would be, that we would have long lighting trusses up in the ceiling here like you would see at a theater venue so that we could light things. If it works out to do a green screen and to collaborate, this is a collaborative space is the idea. So filmmakers, other videographers, and people can rent this space out and I can sublet it. But if we could, on this entire south wall here, and even wrap around, do a big green screen. So it would be a very large stage for people to be able to shoot video, film work where you insert a background later. But to be able to have an actor or actors or different things running through a big shot is really rare. It's hard to find a studio that big. And so if we can have the amenities here that don't exist anywhere other than Hollywood, that's the goal, is build it and they will come. And that's what we're trying to do here.
We're standing in your new studio space. What's the importance of the studio for a working photographer?
To me, a studio is, the word studio is the most important word in the English language in my world. I don't care if it's a recording studio, a photo studio, a pottery studio, a film studio, a radio studio. It's a place where things are created and made in a controlled environment. It's like, this is an operating room. It's your place to get it right, and there's no excuses. And so to have a room here with no windows where I can make my own light, and as I say, I write with light. Okay, light is my tool. My camera just records it. And so I put light on a subject, the camera records it. It's just an appliance. So if you've got this control and in a room this size, when you can physically back up so you're not just crammed on things, then you can drop focus on backgrounds. You can light things in a way that it's a background light's not hitting if you don't want it to hit the subject. You can do all kinds of things. And with 25-foot ceilings in here, my lights aren't banging into things. I'm not hanging up on things. I can light things higher, get shadows I could never get before. This room is like, it's the thing. It really is.
And you think that this can be a destination, this
That's
town
the
for
goal.
That kind of thing?
That's the goal, because if I've got something that nobody else has, which is a 95-foot or wider, if we wrap the corner, green screen, and nobody else has it, this can be a destination. And if a filmmaker or a film crew is utilizing this area or considering using this area to shoot a movie, this is all the better because they've got not only studio space, but there's production space There's 3,000 square feet of office space right adjacent to this, where they could set up all their production crews, all their other people, and go to work. Disney was here scouting to do one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And so we really thought that was a possibility.
When was that?
Three, 4 years ago. And we thought, boy, it may just happen, because they were saying the water around here on the Great Lakes, Upper Lake Michigan, looks very Caribbean in its watercolor, and they could do the high shots, they could do all these different things. I think the sand dunes was going to have a planet. There were enough people here that knew how to sail tall ships. There's some tall ships that are already here. They could have done things, and it really sounded like they're going to, but there was no infrastructure in place for them to bring a big crew in here and to make things happen. And the other thing you got to think about when a crew is working is if it's a rainy day or an overcast day and it just doesn't fit, they've got to have a place to do the indoor shots. And so that's the idea here too.
Well, John, thanks for talking to us.
Sure. I'm so glad you came by.
And David, if you're wondering, one of my favorite photos that John has taken is of Kevin Rhodes of the Traverse Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. That's on our website at interlochenpublicradio.org.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks to Michael Culler, who engineered the show. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Patello. Thanks for listening.